Tuesday.
It is indeed. I had to come back with something strong after blowing Ron away with the fragrance question yesterday.
Yeah, you've smelling up the place in here yesterday.
Well, okay, seriously. You wore English leather when you were like in junior high school or something.
I did.
What was the other thing? It started with a B.
With a B?
B.
I don't know.
Kind of greenish.
I don't know.
Stuff? Brute.
Brute, yeah.
Remember
that's
Brute?
Right.
Everybody wore Brute.
Yeah, I do. You know, remember Canoe?
Yes. And then for women, I used to love to smell white shoulders.
Yeah, that's right.
I still like that. White shoulders.
That.
Wow.
I remember that.
It's when Ron wears it. It just kind of brings in a lot of confused mental and odorous notes and memories.
I know it does. I can't, I don't think I've ever worn anything
myself. Yeah,
I don't use it now, but Aquavelva.
Yeah.
After shave.
Or maybe some Earl Grey tea bags under each arm. I smell a hint of chai tea.
Oh, yep. Boy.
You do pretty well, but the bags run out about halfway through the day. And nothing to do with Rock and Roll Tuesday.
No, it doesn't.
Here we go.
All right.
Ready? Yeah. One-hit wonders. The group Ron's about to play charted only three times from 1970 to 1974. Mm-hmm. But this tune was their biggest splash. Mm-hmm. Name the tune and the group. Here you are, Maestro Ron.
Okay, putting it on the turntable, not looking at it.
I changed to 45. This is an album.
Okay.
You
got it? All right, here we go. Everybody listen carefully.
Come and get your love.
Come and get your love. Hey, hey, Native American group.
Yes. Come and get your love.
That's a good song.
It was a good song.
I always liked it. I always liked the drums and the guitar in the beginning.
Redbone. Redbone was Native Americans, as Ron mentioned, who formed in L.A. back in 1968. Yeah. Two or three of the guys were already session players.
Uh-huh.
The band was also of Mexican descent, hence the Cajun term for the name of the band, Redbone, for mixed race.
Really?
Yep. And
Never even thought about that.
Rumor has it that another Native American who had traces of being a Native American, Jimi Hendrix, encouraged them to become a recording band, not just backup studio musicians.
Yeah, I remember reading that somewhere.
Yeah, Redbone.
Yeah, cool. Well, that's great, man. That was a good song.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you, Freddie.
Thank you, Ron.
It's been more pleasure than I can possibly convey.
I just can, contain and control yourself. And, if it's okay with you, it's okay with my mom, if it's okay with yours, I'll come over to play tomorrow.
All right. Good deal, man. I'll see if my mom will let me come outside.
Okay. I'm bringing a tomato sandwich. Maybe we can swap.
See you, man.